everybody, it's Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man. And if you want to have a priceless experience, then you'll stay tuned to Mega Powers Radio. And remember, everybody's got a price for the Million Dollar Man.
What's shaking, Mega Maniacs? It is Monday, November 10th, and we just finished watching tonight's Raw. Not going live, actually, it was recorded from England. Really interesting show, taking us on the road to Survivor Series, finally seeing Team Authority and Team Cena take shape. And now we're here to come live on Mega Powers Radio with our post show to give you our thoughts about that and all the other topics that happens from tonight's show. To give you a rundown of who's going to be on our panel tonight, I will be hosting things. My name is Mike Payton, station director here at Mega Powers Radio. With me, first off, the leader of the Drew crew for now. That may change by the end of this evening, Mr. Drew White. How you doing, Drew?
Coming to you from the stairwell tonight.
We can fucking tell.
I don't trust stairs. They're always up to something.
Fuck me.
Also with us, the host of Addicted to Anime and Unanimous Decision MMA, Mr. Steven Huego. What's shaking, Steven?
Not much. Kind of pissed off that Raw still manages to fucking overrun on a pre-recording, but whatever.
Yeah. Well, did you feel a little bit at home tonight with it going from England?
Yeah, I could see the fucking scumminess from my comfort in America.
And lastly with us is Mr. Tony Mango, the president of Smart Out Moment and Fanboys Anonymous. What's shaking, Tony?
Not too much. What's going on with you, buddy?
Not too much, man. It was fun to watch Raw this evening, I gotta say. If anything else, it was a fun show to watch. We saw some progress happen, and I don't think there's really too much to complain about, but let me ask you guys, what was the number one thing you took away from the show tonight? Tony, I'd like to start off with you.
I guess don't read spoilers from this one particular website. They completely had everything wrong ahead of time. Yeah,
oh, that's awesome.
Like, this is going to happen and this is going to happen. And then it was just like, yeah, actually, that's totally not correct. And thankful for that, because whatever they had listed would have been a really bad episode. And I actually enjoyed this one. So screw that website.
So hold on. I remember you specifically like sending us a message earlier saying that you didn't like what something specifically. What was that?
That was that Ryback not only turned heel, but he was on Team Authority, and Jack Swagger was dead set on Team Cena. And I forget what else that it listed. It listed something else about the teams that didn't end up coming true. It might have been that the Rusev and Sheamus thing, that they weren't on the teams or something. I can't remember now off the top of my head, but whatever it was, like, they clearly, like, jumped the gun, and they're just kind of like, right back, Cena, yeah, this happens, and just, like, posted shit. So
weird.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure David Rube read that.
He might have.
Well, Wago, what's the one thing you took away tonight?
Ryback rules.
That's a good way to sum it up. Drew, what's the one thing you took away tonight?
David Wago took what I was going to say. But if I'm going to pick someone else, it's that that was a really good role.
We got Sean Walker with us tonight. Lots of you remember him from being on the show a number of times. Unfortunately, he isn't able to get on with us. We're having some connection issues with Blog Talk Radio, which seems to be happening a lot. I'm even hearing Ferris 419 can't even get us to be playing for him. Very unfortunate. But if you are able to listen to us, we're thankful to have you here. And we want to know what you think about this episode of Raw tonight as well. This is the most interactive post-Raw experience available, so we're going to be opening up those avenues to you in just a moment. If you want to get yourself in line, we already got a number of callers. Dial in area code 760-512-7247 407. Get yourself in line. We're going to be taking calls in just another, for like, 5 minutes or so. We also got the chat room already opened up. People can give your thoughts in there. We'll be reading it out on here. Sean Walker, who's in the chat room, already has said, I watched a lot of porn during this episode of Raw. So, Sean is always up to his usual Sean Walker goods. So, guys, let me continue here with this. We saw our teams get formed a little bit more for Survivor Series. Team John Cena is looking like it's going to be John Cena, of course, along with Dolph Ziggler. Big Show joined the team tonight. Sheamus also joined. And it looks like Ryback, after floundering a little bit on Team Authority, is going to be on Cena. And Authority has recruited, who was it, Rusev tonight? And who else just joined them tonight?
Luke Harper, apparently.
Oh, Luke Harper. That, just as the show was going off the air. That's right. We saw Luke Harper throw into the room a beat up Dolph Ziggler. Whatever the heck is going on between those two guys. Oh my gosh. But yeah, we're looking like we're really getting our Survivor Series team set up. Let me get your guys' opinions about these teams that we have. Survivor Series is one of my most anticipated events. I could say only maybe the Royal Rumble. It's because I like seeing this mashup of all these different guys. We don't get as many Survivor Series matches on these shows as we used to. We're really only going to get the one. Maybe we'll get a meaningless Divas one, but this is the teams we got. What do you guys think about them? Wago?
As far as the teams go, they're kind of weak in my opinion, and it's not so much that they haven't done a good job of building up the storyline. I think, for once, the actual Survivor Series storyline's pretty damn good. But it's just the way these guys have been treated for the good majority of the rest of the year. Kind of not interested, but if they can keep up the momentum, and especially with Ryback, they're going to draw me in for this main event. So we'll see how it goes. I'm interested in seeing what they're going to do with Luke Harper. Apparently he got the better end of the stick when breaking from Bray Wyatt, since he didn't get stuck with being the Ginger Stalker.
It's probably unfortunate that he wasn't born a ginger, I guess.
Yeah, but they could have dyed it. They all just, like, took Eric Rowan's beard and glued it to him like they did to Sheamus.
Drew, what do you think about our Survivor Series teams?
They are fine. I was worried for a little bit that the Authority was going to be really, really weak. But it turns out that's not to be the case, since they were able to get Rusev and, I guess, Luke Harper to join, which I'm excited to see Luke Harper back. But, yeah, the teams look really good. And I don't know if this will be the most exciting Survivor Series match ever, but I'm looking forward to it.
What are you talking about? This has the most dire consequences of any Survivor Series match ever, if you listen to JBL.
I know. These are just, I can't think of any other stipulation or time where the stakes weren't this high, especially since Team Cena doesn't lose anything if they lose. Which I thought was stupid. I thought when Vince came, if he did that with the Authority, I thought that Team Cena would have had to put something up on the line. But I guess their careers in the eyes of the Authority.
Vince isn't going to put John Cena's career on the line. That's the cash cow. What are you talking about?
What do you mean? He did it that one time with Punk. Wink, wink, hint, hint, cough, wink.
Tony, what do you think about our teams?
Cough, wink. you know what? It's sort of a double-edged sword. If you look at the teams themselves, they're not bad at all. I mean, they're doing a pretty good job with what thin of a roster that they have right now. And I will give them a little bit of credit for the build-up, too. Like, Wago, it's actually been kind of fun. Ryback is looking better than he has in a long time. You got Luke Harper is going to get some kind of a resurgence. This Mark Henry and Big Show thing is sticking in there because, you know, what else are they going to do? That's not bad at all. The downside to me is that roster is so thin to the point where the whole rest of the card is going to be really hurt by it. Right now, if you take away this tag match and the Bray Wyatt versus Dean Ambrose match, we have like no matches left on the card.
We've and got what are you going to fill it with?
Right, because
you got both mid card champions involved with this. Like, what are you going to fill it with? A tag
match? Every feud that's going on right now is in this tag match, except for having that random Alicia Fox and Paige elimination match that we could have. That'll eat up some time, but nobody will give a shit about that. You got a couple tag teams.
Could you do an NXT Survivor Series match?
I would love to see that. That would be a great way to incorporate these guys. But right now, it's kind of looking like they're going to have to stretch and do something with the bunny, or they're going to have to do something with a segment with Eric Rowan or something. They're going to have a lot of downtime on this pay-per-view, and that could really hurt it.
Let's mark the calendars, folks. Let's get that quote in there. They're going to have to do something with the bunny.
They're going to have to at this point. What else are they going to do? They're going to have a match between, like, Curtis Axel and, you know, like, so this is starting to look like this is a one-match pay-per-view, and it might be a really good match, but, man, it's going to be hard to get through up until that point. We're going to see a pre-show that has no, like, solid match on it. We're going to see a lot of, like, backstage segments, a lot of filler and all that, and hopefully this tag match will be good enough to make up for it.
Well, here's the thing we got to keep in mind also, that this pay-per-view is going to be free.
Yeah, because no one will buy this shit.
I'm just saying, we can't really complain. Like, this is free, but at the same time, you know, if they want this to be the exposure. Yeah, we did. But I'm saying, you also got to think, if this is going to be the exposure that they're putting out for the people that are getting it for free and testing this out, shouldn't they try to make this, like, the most bomb pay-per-view ever?
Mm-hmm. At least, like, the same quality as what some other pay-per-views have been. Like, if this is supposed to be one of the big four pay-per-views, and even though they don't really qualify that anymore, you can't really sell people on, like, you'll get all this stuff for free. You'll get a pre-show to rewatch all the shit that we've shown you 100 times. You'll get backstage segments promoting the matches going on later on that we'll recap in the preview again. And, like, you get the bunny. It's not going to sell that well, but...
Yeah, it's really only a two-match card. I mean, they can stretch the Survivor Series match out for a good hour if they have to. Mm-hmm. Bray Wyatt versus Dean Ambrose? I don't want to see that go any longer than 15 minutes. So then what do you do?
It's Creepers Under Radar saying you get all these troop segments for free. There's a lot of them on tonight. Let's be respectful, though. That's I think it's cool they do stuff like that. Especially that one segment they had with the guy with the bionic legs. That was awesome.
Bionic legs.
Let's be respectful. Bionic legs.
That's exactly what they were. That's exactly what they were. What the fuck?
Let's be respectful. Hey, guys, did you see that fucking robot?
I didn't see that segment. You guys didn't really clarify what happened. I came in and it was like, what are you guys talking about? You're talking about, like, some bionic leg guy or something.
Yeah, there's
character?
A guy with bionic leg. Yeah, TNA just signed him.
Well, if you ask Sean, some bird was following you around doing all the work.
I'm pretty sure Sean's exact verbiage was operating him like a puppet.
Yeah, that was that thing blew out the window about 10 minutes ago.
I had another comment from Sean in the chat room before. He said, I would have thought Orton would have been on Team Cena. And yeah, I would have. Orton wasn't even on the show tonight. I heard some mutterings going around on Scoops that he may have been injured. Does anyone know anything about this? I said mutterings, not mufflerings.
Love that.
Did Orton get injured on another motorcycle thing again? Is that what
I thought he just got written off TV with whatever they did to him last week. I thought that's what they were planning on doing.
That's right. They did the curb stomp into the steps.
Any stars left. Let's ride him off.
I think we might got Sean here. Let me see if this is him. I think this might be him. Sean, do we have you?
Hello, I'm in.
Sean! We got Sean.
Hello.
Look at Echo.
Happy days.
Yeah, we got a little bit of echo with you, Sean. Can you turn down your sound a little bit? Please.
Is that good?
Maybe. I don't know. It might be too difficult.
Yeah, like are you not wearing headphones or anything, dude?
I'm wearing headphones. Oh, let me just double check.
Sorry. Did you plug them in?
Yeah, I plugged them in.
Goodness. Live radio, folks. This is how it goes down. We're happy to have you, Sean. Now, how are you doing tonight?
I'm good.
Oh, I don't think I hear the echo anymore. All right, excellent.
Yeah, you plugged it in now.
No, I forgot to turn my telly down on my, you know,
Oh, okay. No, it's an honest mistake, man. It's, you know, Skype doesn't normally interface onto, you're using your Xbox One, I believe, right?
Yeah, boy.
Sean's in the future. We're still in the frickin' 2000s.
I'm still using the phone.
Kind of like, Sean's kind of like the bionic leg guy.
Damn.
Are you on about the puppet?
The puppet?
Sean, what'd you think about Raw tonight?
Awful.
Awful?
God damn it, God.
What was awful?
It was a bad episode of Raw. It was like two good matches and that was it.
Oh, goodness gracious. Well, what were those two good matches?
Fuck if I know. Seth Rollins versus Jack Swagger and the last one.
Okay.
So basically the two that mattered.
Oh, gosh. All right. Like I said, we want to hear what you out there listening to the show think about this Raw as well. We're going to start taking callers here. Just want to remind you once again, if you want to get yourself in line, the number to dial in is area code 760-512-7247. Or, of course, you could also dial in with your Skype client. If you choose, just hit the Skype button at the top of the page or join us in the chat room. If you are a guest and you haven't registered with blogtalkradio.com, get yourself registered. Scroll down to the bottom and join the cool folks in there like Five Times Combo, Creep is on to Radar, Ferris 419, and Silent Wind of Doom. Still fun to say that. Let's bring on our first caller, who is a regular here as our first caller. You know him as JD from Pittsburgh. JD, you there with us, man?
I'm here, Michael. What's going on? How you doing?
Tremendous. How you doing, dude?
Not too bad. Not too bad. Hope everyone's doing well tonight.
Oh, we're all pretty cheery, man. I think we all had a positive attitude out of this show tonight, except for Sean. He's a little down on it, but where do you land?
And you know, I'm with Sean. I mean, this was a fucking piece of shit show.
JD, thank you, my amigo.
You're welcome. Let's think about what happened tonight. Let's have Russo suck off on Triple H. Let's have the Authority suck off Triple H's ass tonight. Let's have freaking Mark Henry blow Triple H tonight. It was all about the fucking Authority tonight. It was a fucking disgrace of a show. I mean, that's all it was. It was a freaking train wreck of a show. No, it was. I mean, what do you have tonight? Oh, let's see. You have Sheamus lose to Rusev, however, and you have Rusev doing his stupid Russian national anthem thing by stealing the goddamn U.S. title last week from fucking Sheamus, however, because basically it's obviously Triple H having his little power trip, if you will, having Rusev capture the U.S. title. And then what happens tonight? Oh, you have Stephanie the Whore, however, basically having Ryback basically lay out John Cena at the end of the night. What happens? Ryback 2 hours, 3 hours later, oh, that's right, he's laying out the Authority. They couldn't decide what the hell they were doing tonight. And then Stephanie says, guess what? I should have God Save the Queen as my theme music. Here's an idea. Shut the F up, Stephanie, okay? We're tired of your bullshit week in and week out. And her says, I'm God? No. You have people that are kissing your ass that think you're God. Let's see. Jamie Noble, Joey Mercury, Rusev, Mark Henry, and Seth sucked me off Rollins. And, of course, the big red retard Kane. Gee, who's blowing who each other in the locker room? I guess your whole team's blowing each other, aren't you there, Hunter? You're having each other of your teammates blowing your dick because you obviously have to have everyone kiss your ass every week. Yeah, that's a great message you're sending there, WWE. Real classy night in Liverpool. It was a crap-ass show. There was nothing funny about this show. It was a train wreck from the beginning, and it continued to be worse. The only highlight is you got Chris Jericho coming back this Friday night on SmackDown. But you know they're going to probably find a way to fuck with Jericho, too, because apparently Jericho and Ambrose are in a tag match against Kane and Bray Wyatt this week. Yeah, that's going to really do well on SmackDown this week on a tape delay, however, when they tape it tomorrow in Liverpool. They could have had Adrian Neville. They could have had Zayn. They could have had Tyler Breeze. Some of these NXT guys who are making the UK tour, however, obviously show up tonight. But what do they do? No, they don't do that. They do the same old bullshit week in and week out.
Tell them the impressor. You did that in one breath.
No, thanks.
You said Chris Jericho. Do you mean Christian?
No, Chris Jericho is actually in the UK. I'm not lying. Chris Jericho was at a show tonight, apparently, in England, and he will be there tomorrow in Liverpool, they said. However, he's going to be on the highlight reel for the first time in 6 weeks, however, interviewing the Authority, and they already announced that the main event for SmackDown this week is going to be Dean Ambrose and Jericho versus Kane and Bray Wyatt. They've already announced it.
Well, fuck
what?
Me.
Yeah. So, once again, it just goes to show you people love to suck off on the Authority, like Mercury, Noble, the Stooges 2.0, if you will, Kane, the big red retard, Seth, suck me off, Mr. Kiss-Ass Rollins, and, of course, who else am I thinking of here? Oh, yeah, the world's strongest tub of goo, Mark Henry, and, of course, Rusev and his whore Lana. Yeah, we'll blow you, Triple H. We'll kiss your ass for you. It's so good. Please, the Authority, I'm just getting sick of seeing this. I've said this for so many weeks now. It's time for the Authority to fucking go away. It's time for them to go away. Now, as far as the highlight and lowlight, before we get into Ask JD anything, unless Sean wants to ask me a question before we get into Ask JD anything, the highlight of the night, however, and the lowlight of the night, let's see. The highlight of the night would have to be probably the Ryback, I'd say the Rusev-Sheamus match. As much as I wasn't a fan of it going in, however, I mean, they gave it 15-plus minutes. It was a good match, but it ended in a hokey ending. It was probably the best match of the night. The worst match of the night, I want to say it was probably the Ziggler-Mark Henry match. I mean, what the hell? What does Mark Henry do? Oh, he throws a chair at Ziggler's face. What's going to happen to that? Oh, he probably won't get fined because he's Triple H's new butt boy. Yeah, that's sending a great message to your fans, WWE. Yeah, hit a guy in the face with a chair. Real classy. No, it was bullshit.
Class, not ass.
Well, let's all about.
If you think that was unclassy, you should have seen freaking Lucha Underground. Have you been watching that at all, JD?
I haven't caught it yet, but I've heard some rumblings about it.
I am an advocate for beating the piss out of women with chairs.
Yeah. Freaking Lucha Underground. Straight chair shot to the head to a woman.
Yep. This is one thing that's dumb too. What the hell are they doing with Kofi Kingston and Xavier Woods doing this James Brown fucking motif? Come on. Seriously? Is that going to work? No. I mean, come on. And then you have freaking Nikki and Theory Bell, of course, Nikki acting like a little bitch once again, thinking, I'm the greatest Steve in the world. Look at me. I'm so popular. Bree should obey me because I'm making her my slave sister, however, and I'm being the ugly, I'm being the pretty diva, however, my sister's being treated like shit. Here's an idea, Nikki. Get ready. If you're going to beat AJ for the belt, which you might be at Survivor Series, however, guess what? Charlotte Flair's going to come up and knock you on your perch, honey. You better get ready for that.
Jeez, JD, is there anything that's making you happy in wrestling right now?
Well, like I said, I told you guys the last few weeks, I mean, I do like the Ambrose Wyatt thing. It's a little creepy. It's good. It's a decent story. It's telling me something. I do enjoy that. But other than that, like I said, it's the same old MFBS, however, with the Authority of Triple H and Stephanie saying, oh, Seth Rollins sell out. Yeah, we should stand up because we're united. Yeah, let's have Noble Mercury kiss our ass. Let's have Rusev and Henry suck us off along with Rollins and Kane. Yay! That's why this piece of shit show tonight is going to absolutely have a train wreck of a rating this week. It's going to be disastrous again.
Oh, goodness. All right, let's take some questions out of the chat room here. Ferris419 is asking, what's your prediction for the outcome of the Cena versus Authority match?
Well, I've already said it. I mean, I hope that Ryback, they don't turn Ryback like this quickly, because if they do, they're going to be stuck with their heads up their ass, basically, with another heel. I think it makes sense for the Authority to go away for a while, however, and not bring him back till the early part or maybe after the Rumble next year, and then finally put an end to this whole storyline at WrestleMania. So I think Cena and his team will win, but I smell, of course, the team Authority, obviously, with the their gang, of course, being Triple H's leader, their kiss-ass leader. And by the way, why doesn't he have the balls to get in the ring? Oh, that's right. He doesn't have balls. He just has to hide under his wife's vagina, basically, because he's afraid to get back in the ring, however. So I think Team Cena will come out victorious in that one.
Five times combo. He just says, ask him how he feels about the Eagles. I don't know. I'm not really sure what that means.
Is there something going down with the Eagles? No, Philadelphia football he's talking about. No, the Eagles surprised me tonight. I mean, I'm not really surprised. I mean, without Nick Foles, the Eagles still, I think, have a shot at winning their division. I mean, the Cowboys obviously won yesterday in London, but I still think with the Eagles, however, they have a good chance maybe to hold off Dallas and win the NFC East. That's probably what he's referring to.
Silent Wind of Doom asks, how do you feel about your Steelers losing to possibly the worst team in the sport?
Yeah.
A little angry, a little upset. I mean, they beat themselves. I'm not too upset. I mean, I was a little miffed yesterday, but they beat themselves. I mean, the thing is, though, how you can't let the Jets go run 8-9 minutes out of the gate, Howard, and march down the field like they did the first series. And the Steelers beat themselves, and they have no one to blame but themselves. And now, I hate to say it, next Monday is a critical game. Now, speaking of next Monday, before we go on to more questions, what about the stupid guest host for next Monday? Are you freaking kidding me?
Grumpy Cat is awesome.
Oh, please. That's going to be a fucking train wreck. Sorry.
How could you not like cats, dude? Are you really going to come in here
like
and hate cats?
Grumpy Cat. I don't want Grumpy Cat. Come on. They could have had a better host than this.
Would you prefer Keyboard Cat?
I'd rather have Keyboard Cat. Yeah, hell yeah.
What about Gun Cat? Gun Cat would be awesome.
Well, remember last week, too, though, guys, too. I mean, after I got – we had a pretty good show last Monday after we did Ask JD Anything, because, I mean, I remember the other call – who was it? The other caller called in, your other regular caller, and I had – we had a nice little argument. We all had fun with that, if you remember, and hopefully we can do that again tonight. I'm up for that. I mean, seriously, I'm just so pissed about this show tonight. It's getting my blood boiling.
Oh, you said you wanted to speak to Jeff?
What's that?
You want to speak to Jeff?
Well, the guy who came on last week, yeah, he and I had a nice little debate last week. It was fun last week. We had a good time doing that debate. That was a good time. I enjoyed that last Monday night.
We actually have a lot of callers in tonight. I don't know what happened. When someone picked us up, we got a good number in line, so I want to get to them. But I'm going to run through the hosts here, see if we have any more questions for you, JD, for this evening's edition of Ask JD. Sean, right. you're our rare person making an appearance tonight. I'm happy to have you, so I'll let you go first. Do you have any questions for Ask JD tonight?
I do.
Sure.
As a guy who watches a lot of porn, who are your top three porn stars?
I don't watch porn. That's no lie. I mean, I'm not lying about it either.
Maybe that's why you're so fucking angry.
I'm dead serious. I don't. My girlfriend.
Have you ever tried watching TNA? That's my second question.
Have I watched TNA? What, TNA wrestling? You talking about? Yeah, I've watched it. TNA's piece of shit show.
I think he's still talking about porn.
Oh, he's still talking about porn. Okay, no. Well, seriously, I mean, my girlfriend would chop my balls off if I end up watching porn. So I'm just gonna say no. I do not watch porn, and I'm dead serious about it. I don't.
You don't want to be like Triple H.
he that's why he has enough guys take it up. Enough guys blowing his ass every chance they can.
You know you can find pornos that have that in it too.
I'm sure. Go on, next question.
Tony, you have anything for SJD this week?
Come on, Tony, you better have something. Some of you guys have been quiet the last week, not asking anything. So you got to step up.
What's in the briefcase in Pulp Fiction?
Ooh.
What's that?
What's in the briefcase in Pulp Fiction?
Hope it's not a pink shirt.
No, it's a head. A human head.
A human head that glows?
A human head that basically was chopped off, however, with a machete or something like that. I've seen that movie. It's one of my favorite movies.
Well, there you go, Tony. Wago, anything for SJD this week?
Come on, Wago. We got to do something
sure.
this week.
Please, could you go off on Tony about his pink fucking shirt and why you shouldn't fucking wear it?
Well, if it's a decent pink shirt, you got to respect
it's
it. But
fucking
if it's
tacky as hell.
Tacky?
Yeah, okay. And not only is it tacky, but he wears it with like he wears it with like the top three buttons unbuttoned, like he's a fucking
yeah,
supermodel
like,
or some shit.
He fucking like overly.
He's trying to be metrosexual. Yeah. Okay. Let's see. If it's a loud pink shirt, then he definitely has to change the shirt. I'm sorry, you must have to change the shirt. But if it's a solid pink color and there's just a little few things like nothing really tacky about, then keep it. But if it's tacky, like I said,
it's tacky
and it's just totally expect.
Yeah, it's tacky.
Hey, you better watch out. It might be your head in the briefcase of Pulp Fiction.
Damn.
Well.
I should think of something myself.
Yeah, you should. Come on, Mike.
When you go grocery shopping, are you a paper, plastic, or bring your own bag kind of guy?
Actually, I bring my own bag, surprisingly.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, very what? Cautious of you. JD, what's your favorite branch of the military?
Oh, Jesus. That's hard because, I mean, I would say, I mean, this may sound tacky, but I'm going to say Air Force, you know?
It's not as tacky as Tony's shirt.
But But you know what? You talk about the military, though. The one thing I did like, how that was classy tonight, and I'm glad they did, and you guys kind of were taking jokes about, but in all seriousness, though, it was a very classy thing they did with that guy last week on SmackDown. I mean, to see him
awesome.
Just walk, it was amazing. That's no joke. I mean, that's legit. I mean, that's a hero for your fault. I mean, you got to be proud of, seriously.
No, believe me, we had a moment in our personal chat where we pretty much all of us were like, oh, that was awesome, except for Sean, who had to somehow make it offensive. But
he's probably trying to get his pink shirt out in time to watch that segment, probably, too.
Oh, goodness. All right, JD, we got to move on to some other callers. Great call as always, man. Have a good night.
All right, guys. Talk to you next Monday night.
Bye, JD. I didn't get to ask you a question, but oh well.
I asked you, Drew, didn't I?
No, you did not.
Oh, well, you were probably,
what a shame.
You were probably just going to ask him what his favorite face of Foley was anyway, so.
No, I wasn't. I was going to ask him if he ever paid for something with, like, pennies that cost more than $10.
All right. Well, JD, if you're listening, call back in, and I'll get you back on so you can do another Ask JD with Drew.
No, JD doesn't do something twice. He just does it once.
You know what? I'll just send you Drew's cell phone, and you can ask him yourself.
Yeah, I got Drew's number right here. It's 713. No, seriously, folks, we're going to keep moving on to more callers here. But if you want to get yourself in line to be heard, we got a number of people waiting patiently. Get yourself in line. Area code 760-512-7247. And with that, we'll bring on our next caller from the 941 area code. Caller from 941, you're live on the Raw Post Show Omega Powers Radio. What's your name and where are you calling from? Oh, they dropped. Really? You waited like half an hour, and just as I'm bringing you on, you dropped?
Fucking dog.
Weirdos. All right, let's try this other one. Caller from 954. Caller from 954. You are live on the Raw Post Show on Mega Powers Radio. What's your name and where are you calling from?
That's a great face.
All right. Well, there's that.
Parts unknown. Caller unknown. How you doing today?
Man, I thought it was going to be Austin again for a second.
Well, we got more people on the line here, so it's we're not giving up just yet. Let's give this one more try. We got a caller from 540. I have no idea who this could possibly be. Caller, who's on the line?
The Rock has come back to Mega Powers!
Oh my God, it's The Rock! The Rock has come to Mega Powers Radio! Do you know what this means? This place just came unglued! Can you feel the electricity?
No!
Now, for 13 days' time at Survivor Series, The Rock sees a great match! A potential great match on the WWE Network, which, by the way, is free. The Rock sees, on one hand, you got Team Cena, and on the other hand, you got Team of 40. Well, The Rock says this. Do you think The Rock, well, all the people have been asking The Rock all this, the question all day. Do you think The Rock's going to let Team Cena win this match, or do you think The Rock is going to pick Team of 40? Well, The Rock says this.
Wow, The Rock, that was very impassioned.
And The Rock,
in the face now.
The Rock says that Survivor Series, The Rock is going to be watching in his Miami home. And The Rock is going to be electrifying and on the WWE Network. And The Rock is going to decide whether he picks Team Cena or Team Triple H, because The Rock, quite frankly, doesn't like Triple H. The Rock has some bad mouth into there. The Rock says this. Kane, he's still the big red retard, and he still can finally speak. And he still, and I still think he's got his voice right, but it goes like this. My name is Kane, and I'm still a Rudy Poo. And The Rock, you got Rusev. Yeah, The Rock laid his ass out on a few weeks ago. But it was what The Rock said, that stealing the United States title was wrong. And then you got Mark Henry. He complains, that's what I do, that's what I do. Oh, shut your mouth, you fine wearing face. And Seth Rollins. Yeah, Seth Rollins. The Rock. The Rock doesn't... The Rock sees some good future in Seth Rollins. Being Triple H's bitch boy for sucking his little back.
Does it cost money for The Rock to be here?
Oh, gosh, gotcha. I wasn't even thinking about that.
Gotcha!
What?
Fucking got me.
Oh, it's Jeff again.
It's Jeff. Oh. Not Jeffy, no way. Just a leg slapping good time.
Damn, I make a pretty good Rock impersonation, do I?
Yeah.
The whole time, I thought you were Dwayne, but it turned out you were Jeff.
John.
Huh?
Yeah, I thought you were not Jeff.
Duh. It's John. You gotta remember that, okay?
maybe next time.
Yeah, but I really am a good cracker and a good joker.
you're a good cracker, all right.
Remember that movie Full Metal Jacket when that guy says, "Private Joker, I'm gonna tear. What have we got here? An effing comedian, Private Joker." Yeah. All right, well, enough about the jokes. Let's get to Raw.
Oh, I'm sure there's lots to say. I mean, we had opinions all over. I mean, a number of us loved it. Sean and JD both hated it. Where do you lay?
Well, I for one disagree with them. If they don't like it, well, guess what? I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
Oh fuck, Wade Barrett's here.
I liked it.
Oh no, it's just Jeff again.
Got you again. That was my Wade Barrett accent.
Oh, damn. You're fucking good at this.
Yeah. But, this Elimination Survivor Series matchup between Team Cena and Team Authority, it looks definitely a great matchup to see. I mean, you got Cena, Show, Sheamus, Ziggler, and Ryback. And you have the Authority. You got Henry, Rusev, Kane, Rollins, and potentially Luke Harper.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
No, we're here, man. We're listening.
Okay. All right. Well, Luke Harper, that ending really, really scared me. Confused me. I was like, who the heck attacked Dolph Ziggler? And now I know the reason why. It was Luke Harper all this time, which, by the way, was the eyes last week, because I thought for sure it was Eric Rowan, but
no, I thought it was Bray Wyatt. I thought it was Bray Wyatt, but yeah, I don't forget, someone told me that was Luke Harper. I was happy we found out where that was going tonight, and I think that was a good twist. I think it was a great way to go off the air.
Yeah, a great start to go off the air, but. Yeah, you have Ryback going to the Authority for like 3 hours, and then he just says, you know what, I'm tired of hearing what you have to say, so I'm going to beat you all up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is that cat ball playing in the background?
Yes, it is.
Speaking of cats, how in the hell are they going to let a cat be on the show next week?
Oh, that was a good transition.
How in the hell are they going to manage that?
That was a really good transition. Wow, that worked out pretty good. I don't know, man. I guess the cat's just going to come on and be like, we're going to go to this match right meow.
Catch out of bag about that one.
That angry cat. What? That grumpy cat. Did he play a movie or something like that?
Angry cats in the Authority. I don't know which.
Is that the pussy that Triple H hides behind?
Oh my god! Oh my god! Woo!
Hey,
whoa, that is crazy.
Careful, man! Take a drink of water.
Jerry Styles is on his phone line now.
Fucking.
Oh my god!
I think he just had Xavier Woods' new gimmick, like, perform some healing powers on him.
Which, by the way, I don't get either. Kofi King, first Xavier Woods this week, last week, and now Kofi King.
Okay. You're not going to get this because you've already admitted you're a cracker.
Hold on, I have to give a shout out to Ferris419 in the chat room who made another good cat joke. He said, "Please stay tuned while we pause for a commercial."
10 points.
Quite frankly, I don't give a crap about that Xavier Woods and Kofi Kingston gimmick with the New Day. I don't care for that gimmick.
My question is, are they going to start bringing Big E into these commercials too? Because remember, like, there was a period where he started talking like a preacher.
Of course. Because it was July, Xavier and Kofi and Big E, they were talking about forming a stable. And I think Big E's going to join them too.
Jeff, I have to ask you, is this racist?
No, I'm not a racist.
No, not you. Is this racist? The whole thing with Xavier Woods, Kofi Kingston.
And Big E. Mostly because you have to remember that angle with Farouk in the Nation of Domination back in 1997. Mm-hmm. I think on YouTube, if you remember correctly, that Farouk was originally going to have a match with Bret Hart on Raw. He challenged him anyway because the Hart Foundation damaged his locker room. And then Farouk shouted to Vince, "Are you a racist? Are you a racist?" And then Vince just yelled, "Stop that." And then he challenges Brett. And, yeah, so that's what Farouk, in his mind, was saying that to Vince. I really don't think Vince is racist.
Yeah, except for that one time where he dropped the N-bomb on Booker T on live TV.
Hey, come on. It's not like any of us did to the N-word on national TV.
We shouldn't use the N-word here on Blog Talk Radio. But I also want to get on some more points.
Uh-huh.
Dean Ambrose and Bray Wyatt. Now we know the secret's out that Dean Ambrose's father's in prison. What else is going to happen with them?
I don't know.
Now we know the secrets. Now, I mean, we were going to have this secret last week, but it changed over to Friday Night SmackDown.
Duh.
Do you think Wyatt and Ambrose are brothers?
Ooh, I don't know. They do look alike.
Because this storyline triggers me. But they're not brothers in real life. I'm just saying storyline-wise.
Maybe they are in real life.
Yeah. Well, they're not brothers, but Bo Dallas is Bray Wyatt's brother.
Well,
which, by the way, we hope for a speedy recovery.
Yep. Who knows? Maybe Bray Wyatt will come on the show someday and he'll explain it in depth to us.
And then Adam Rose.
If he tries to explain anything in depth, I think we won't understand half of what the fuck he's trying to say. Jeff, we got some more callers on the line. I'm going to ask you what your high point and low point for tonight's Raw was.
The high point has to be the ending of the show with Eric Rowe and Karen attacking Dolph Ziggler and telling Triple H and Stephanie McMahon, "I'm a team player."
Mm-hmm.
And the low point is likely worst match of all has to be Bree Bella and AJ. Because I guarantee you this, I think it's going to end up with Bree costing Nikki the title at Survivor Series, because Nikki has been sucking on, I think Nikki's been sucking too much on the Authority and Stephanie before SummerSlam even happened.
Oh my goodness.
And she turned on Bree for that.
All right. Yeah, man, we got to get on to our other callers. What's up?
You all with this.
What's up?
It's just me! What the John is cooking?
Thanks, right, Jeff.
Well, that happened.
That was a thing.
Jesus Christ.
The kids are...
Fuck me, that really is some make-a-wish shit right there.
Look, you'll get some
biotics. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God. Oh, you think we can find room in our budget for that?
I don't know. I do have connections with Vince McMahon. I can call him up, see what's up. At the fast house first, maybe I can loan you some money. I don't know about that. It just depends on the situation.
Maybe we could get him to get signed up with WWE's Make-A-Wish, but as Jeff.
Bye.
There's way too much going on here. All right, we're going to take a break for a moment, folks. We'll be back.
Attention, maggots. This is Sergeant Slaughter from WWE and G.I. Joe, the real American hero. You're listening to Mega Power Radio. Don't touch that dial. And that's an order.
We are back on hour two of the Raw Post Show here on Mega Powers Radio. In the second hour, we have great action coming to you from Mega Powers Radio, from the main event stars such as Steven Huego, Tony Mango, Sean Walker, Drew White, and myself, Mike Payton, here on MegaPowersRadio.com. That was a really bad Tony Schiavone. Here's my Tony Schiavone. Never before in the history of Mega Powers Radio has there been a radio podcast like this one.
When did he become Mickey Mouse?
Well, it's the first time The Rock was on here, too, so it's the first time for everything.
Mega Powers Radio!
You know, it's funny. I had a fun time watching Raw tonight, and there was a lot of things that came together. But when I look through my notes here, I don't really see anything that I really need to feel like I need to go too in-depthly. Like, for instance, for the match between Seth Rollins and Jack Swagger, I remember it being a fun match, but I don't have any notes for it. I have one note, and my one note for Seth Rollins versus Jack Swagger is, do they have American cheese in England?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Wait, they don't have what?
What?
Oh my god.
That might actually be really good.
The anticipation is killing me. What don't they have?
Every other word.
It's like we're not allowed to know because we're Americans. Like, the government was onto them and cut them off.
He's giving him a trade secret. Kill him. Kill
him. Oh, well, be back. Huh?
Okay, Ferris just broke it to me that my connection just fucked up.
Yeah, your connection. Your connection was definitely. Yeah, so what kind of cheeses don't you have? Because you started to tell us, and then you started breaking.
Okay,
up.
Well, they don't have pepper jack cheese, which pisses me off.
David needs actually.
How do you not have pepper jack cheese?
I don't know.
Pepper jack's one of the most popular.
It's like one of the greatest things about America.
You didn't answer my original question, though. Do they have American cheese?
I've never heard anyone offer me American cheese, so I don't think so.
I don't think so.
They might call it They'd probably call it fat ass McDonald's cheese.
Or what did you say earlier, Sean? Mackie D's?
Mackie
D's, if you know what I'm saying.
Do you guys call it Mackie D's over there?
Mickey D's.
No, it's Mackie D's.
Yeah, Mickey D's. Mickey. Like Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, we call it Mickey D's because it's McDonald's, not MacDonald's. But then there are those people that do call it MacDonald's.
Yeah, people from like the rednecks portion. Like
Samuel
of
L. Jackson calls it MacDonald's.
That's a good point.
Mickey D's.
Silent would do him saying Knacker D's? What?
What
the hell does that mean?
So they don't have pepper jack, they have Union Jack cheese. They don't have American cheese at their Knackered D's Mickey D's McDonald's.
I did tell you what I want to try, though. It's squirty cheese.
No, you fucking don't.
You mean
I really want to try squirty cheese, dude.
You mean the cheese in a bottle?
Yeah.
Oh, no, cheese. That stuff is gross.
Oh.
Yeah, it's fucking rank.
Yeah, dude, stuff, that stuff is really gross. Cheese Whiz. That stuff is disgusting.
What do you mean? They love it in the Goofy movie. Like, that's all they fucking eat in that movie. They
you do. Probably fucking ate it because you're in college.
No, yeah. I don't eat. I don't like cheese. It's not melted.
No, you eat ramen and cheese. Shut up.
No, he's yeah, too busy
together. Ramen noodles, ramen and cheese.
He puts the Cheese Whiz shit on his ramen noodles while they're uncooked and just munches into it.
He eats that all the time.
We're still like animal crackers.
I bet you're one of those fucking weirdos that eat noodles dry.
People do that?
Okay.
I've met a couple people.
Yeah, see, Creepers Under Radar is with us. He says squirt cheese. Gross. It just sounds gross the way it says squirt cheese. Ferris 419 asked, did Drew learn everything about life from the Goofy movie?
I can't even understand what you just said.
That's starting to make a lot of sense if that's the case.
If you saw some of his pictures on Facebook, I think you'd at least know that he knows how to dress from there.
Damn, Tony, that was harsh. Fuck.
I need to fight back with all the pink shirt jokes.
Yeah, like, everyone can put my pink shirt. I'm going to dump it on Drew.
Are you kidding? I didn't even make the joke today. Fuck you, Tony. Damn. I don't even.
It's a preemptive strike for the next time you say fuck Tony's tikes, which is going to be your team soon.
I didn't understand what he fucking said. I'm not even looking at the computer, and before Peyton could finish it, he started laughing, so I have no idea what Ferris said. No, God, man.
Ferris 419 said, did Drew learn everything about life from from the Goofy movie?
Squirt.
From the Goofy movie. Yeah. I love that movie. It's not my favorite movie, though, but it's a good movie.
If that's true, I want to know what was the teacher for Not Jeff. Where did he learn all the bullshit that he comes up with?
Probably Pee-wee's Playhouse.
A lighthouse?
Pee-wee's Playhouse.
What about Pee-wee's Big Adventure?
No, it's definitely Pee-wee's Playhouse, which was even wackier. Guys, was there anything from tonight's episode of Raw really worth going into? I mean, there was a couple of good matches. I thought Sheamus and Rusev had a decent rematch for the U.S. title tonight. Paige did look good tonight with her fishnets on, and she got a hero's welcome in her match against Alicia's Fox. Alicia's Fox.
That's two animal abuse, man.
I got two things worth mentioning. Ryback jumped over the top rope and landed on Cena. That was impressive. And then the opening segment, that's all I really have to talk about.
I got something that I want to ask you guys.
What?
Who am I meant to sympathize with?
Ask him.
The Bunny or Adam Rose? Because I'm on Adam's Rhodes. Adam Rhodes? Adam Rhodes' side with the shit.
Is Adam Rhodes going to team up with Alicia's father?
Apparently.
Well, I'm
Though, the Bunny's a dick. I want to kick the shit out of that thing too.
You, Tony, yep. you can make all the jokes about us you want, but people aren't going to forget. Five Times Combo says, and Tony learned how to dress from Dragon Ball.
I wish I could get the joke because I don't watch Dragon Ball. Because
Vegeta wore a pink shirt once.
Regina?
Regina?
Something retort. I don't know, but you actually are supposed to be rooting for the Bunny.
Oh,
but I'm rooting for the Bee.
I'm definitely rooting for Adam Rose.
I'm rooting for Rose.
Five Times Combo. I think he's lost as far as what happened to the U.S. belt. Yes, Rusev is now the United States champion. It did not happen on Raw last week. As a matter of fact, it happened after Raw, live on the WWE Network. They had a special post-show edition of a match of those two facing each other for the U.S. title, and that's where Rusev won it. I don't know why they decided that. They just couldn't do it on Raw.
Residents in the U.K. couldn't watch it because we still don't have the fucking goddamn network.
Well, that's what you get for not living in the best country in the world, Merc.
You see, you don't need something. You don't need the network to get something special after the show. You just listen to Jeff's call.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like him.
Sounds so much like him. That's fucking scary.
Sounds exactly like him.
I recorded it from him. What do you mean?
Why did he
eat it? Yes, I wanted to do a mess. Did Walker just say Africa is the best country in the world? Yes, yes, he did.
Yes, I did.
Why?
Ebola.
Oh, wiped out everybody. Somebody please think of the children.
So it's the best country ever because everyone's dead?
Yep.
Whites okay. Win! Whites win! Race wars up, everybody! Whites won again!
Are we going to talk about Ms. Woggle?
We can talk about Ms. Woggle. Yeah, that was hilarious. That's about all I got to say about it.
You guys think that they're going to actually keep this going, or is this just a one-week
thing? Just like when he was the Gator. Although I think they did that for 2 weeks, but still, it's not going to be anything long-term.
A month most.
I don't know. They were doing him as a cowboy for a while. So maybe they'll do it. I mean, if they do a tag team match with multiple teams and they beat two teams in, and I bet he'll still be out there.
I'm pretty sure this is a one-week thing. I think Miz and Mizdow are going to be fighting with the dust soon.
I want to see Hornswoggle dress up in the whole Golden Star getup. Telling you. That's gold.
Sure. Why not?
We got another addition to the burger team. I don't know what we could call that guy. Maybe like Vladimir Comrade Burger or something. But we had another random dude in a suit.
Yeah.
Maybe he's more Sergey. I don't know.
And didn't the crowd start chanting, like, who are you or something like that?
Who are you?
And what's the deal with that?
Who are you?
It's a British thing.
Okay. It's kind of like it's a Jersey thing, but it's a British thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they cheer when they go to Mackie D.
Fair play. I got to give props to Cena for saying wanker on a PG-13 show.
Oh, by the way, Americans shouldn't say wanker. It sounds so fucking weird when they do it.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're making your impression of Sean's voice.
I can say wanker whenever I want.
Wanker. Yes, I am.
Wanker. All right, let's try another caller here. We got a caller from 954. Try and call it again. Caller from 954, you're live on the Raw Post Show. What's your name and where you're calling from?
I am the 1996 King of the Ring.
Oh,
for fuck's sake.
How'd that work for you?
I'm just kidding, Mom. how you doing? It's Stone Cold Steve Austin. Oh, that was a bad impression.
That was a terrible impression.
You're not as good as
Jeff.
Yeah, wow. Jesus.
Okay. My name is it's Patrick. I'm calling from
before, have you?
Yes, I have. I guess I have, actually.
Oh, what's up, Patrick? How you doing tonight?
I'm doing great.
That's fantastic. What'd you think about Raw tonight?
I thought it was pretty good. You know, like, you know, some parts I thought was, excuse me, really bad. Like the fact that, like, you know, like, even, like, you know, like, whatever WWE ever goes to, like, the UK, the crowds are always... They're always loud and whatnot, you know, like, you know, because there's, you know, because UK, they really love wrestling over there.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I learned. And say there's some things I liked about this show and then some things I didn't like. Like, of course, like, just because of two guys who don't even wrestle anymore, Joey Mercury, Jamie Noble, who are now the security guards, they attack Sheamus, keep him from entering the ring to have Rusev retain the U.S. title. And that's just stupid right now what they're doing, having him retain the U.S. title. And, you know, might as well rename it. Why don't you rename it the Russian Heavyweight Championship or something?
I really thought they were going to do that, especially since they had that ceremony tonight, and they never did. In fact, they did nothing with the ceremony. It was completely pointless. Like, some guy opened up a little portfolio, and that was it.
Yeah, and they actually did that, like the WCW version of the title, like Lance Storm, I believe. But yeah, when Lance Storm won it, he actually renamed it the Canadian Heavyweight Championship.
Yeah, we may still see them do that. Well, I mean, he's only had the title a week. We got to give it more time. What do you think about our Survivor Series teams, though, now that they've taken shape?
I think they're pretty good having, like, you know, like Big Show and Sheamus, you know, the joining, and like, unfortunately, we don't know what's going to happen with Ryback. I don't think he's going to be on Team Authority anymore. And then we have Luke Harper, on, like, you know, in the end, just attacking Dolph Ziggler, and he's like, I'm a team player. And then I thought the main event was pretty good, you know, like with you know, like many times I thought like maybe Ryback maybe could have stole a victory, but it didn't happen. And and then Jack Swagger was originally gonna be on the team, but fortunately I'm like, did Seth Rollins injure him or something? I couldn't remember. But like, you know, and then the Adam Rose match with Tyson Kidd, there's like, he like attacks the bunny for like a second time, and during that match, like, there's Eric Rowan, he comes out and he's like looking for Renee Young or something.
Creepy, and that guy's definitely not coming up on the long end of the stick with the breakup of the Wyatt family. Patrick, let me ask you, man, what was your high point, your low point for tonight's Raw, your favorite part and your least favorite part?
All right. Okay, my high part would have to be I thought the main event was pretty good between Cena and Ryback, and of course like Team Authority at ringside, and then like it looked like Ryback could have had the win, but then Kane coming in and just like attacking him, and then suddenly they start arguing, and of course then they all start like, you know, like they get Ryback out and they start like, you know, like mauling Cena until like Sheamus comes out. Then Big Show comes, and then of course then Ryback comes out and just starts attacking him. You know, he just leaves, and then like Triple H and Stephanie just watching from the television, and then like Ziggler. I was kind of wondering, oh, Ziggler isn't coming out, like, you know. I kind of think this is a very crappy version of the Invasion storyline in 2001.
Yeah, it's very, very similar, especially considering we got it all going on here at Survivor Series. And every time that they say something like, the consequences have never been bigger at Survivor Series, I just can't help but think, are you kidding? I'm pretty sure, like, the entire fate of the company, not just, like, the people in charge, but the fate of the actual company itself existing was on the line once. So, yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. All right.
I really thought that they would actually have something similar to like the Invasion 2001, where like some wrestlers would be part of the Authority and then some just the WWE. You know, that thought, but unfortunately that didn't happen. Nope.
Well, you know, who knows, man? This Authority thing may be far from over. We got to consider Team Cena has no consequences if they lose, so there's really no necessity for them to have to win. But Patrick, man, we got other callers here, so we're going to get to them. But we appreciate your call, man. Have a good night, dude.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Another caller here on the Raw Post Show on MegaPowersRadio.com. If you want to get yourself in line, dial area code 760-512-7247. I see Son of the Wind of Doom is in queue here. I don't know if you actually want to come on or not. Tell me in the chat room, because I remember I brought you on once and you were like confused. Who the fuck is in a storm?
I'm blaming Drew.
Mute Drew.
It's got to be Drew. Problem.
Yep.
He's going to Mackie D's.
I mean, he's got to be going to freaking Mackie D's. So I actually thought of a question or a topic to talk about while that caller was on. Oh my God. All right, Drew, you're staying fucking muted. I tried to fucking let you be on. You
fucking amateur hour. It's all Caitlin Dooley up in here.
What if they really went gung-ho with this Ryback heel turn? And what if, like, yeah, they had Authority at ringside, but what if Ryback got, like, a semi-clean pin on John Cena tonight to go off the air on Raw? Would that have been hugely impactful and changed the level of the playing field going into the Survivor Series match? Anyone?
Sure. Yeah.
God, I'm trying to have some like fantasy booking here. Fucking Christ! If they went full force,
are you gonna book Christ?
If they went full force with this Ryback heel turn and they had him get a clean victory over John Cena in the main event tonight as a heel, could they keep that going forward and make it work?
No, not a chance. Because this would have turned out to be the same thing that they do every time. And every time that they don't even get a chance to do it yet, but people still cut it short. They just go, John Cena's got this person that's being built up for him to beat. It's happening right now with Rusev. Everybody assumes that Rusev's just being built up so John Cena can beat him. So it would be another situation where for the next however many weeks it is until Survivor Series, we'd have Ryback looking strong, and then John Cena would win at Survivor Series, and it wouldn't be worth it, Ian.
Now, and will that make Ryback in next in line for Brock Lesnar if he got the clean win over John Cena?
Yeah, exactly. That would be huge.
But they couldn't do that with him being a heel.
Why not?
Uh-huh. They're not going to do it.
You can't have two heels.
Brock Lesnar and some kind of a pay-per-view, let alone somebody like a Ryback. If they were going to do a heel against the heel, it would have to be somebody huge for them to try to make up for it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They could do it at Royal Rumble, that's like, but it doesn't matter.
No, not even then. If you're going to have limited Brock Lesnar appearances, you've got to make them count. And a heel versus heel match against Ryback is barely established, though they're doing a good job of giving him some new life. Just wouldn't work. I wouldn't buy into it.
You guys, always naysaying. A bunch of JDs around here.
I'd be fine with a Ryback versus Brock Lesnar feud if he was a babyface and if they would have kept that momentum going.
That's
but
right.
They're not going to do that as a heel. And I think tonight even shows that they're not even going to turn him a heel. I think right now they did that just to kind of play with the audience, and he's going to end up joining Team Cena.
Preach, bro.
Because they wrote off Jack Swagger. And they've been doing a lot to build up Dolph Ziggler over the past few weeks. So even though he got attacked tonight, what's the likelihood that he's not going to show up? Now they're building this thing with Luke Harper. So Luke Harper and Dolph Ziggler balance each other out. Mark Henry and Big Show balance each other out. Sheamus and Rusev balance each other out. Seth Rollins and John Cena are the two team captains. And then you've got two other people. Well, is it going to be Cesaro? No, because they haven't done a goddamn thing with Cesaro. Is it going to be R-Truth? No. You know, Adam Rose isn't going to fill a spot on Team Cena. It's got to be Ryback. Unless somebody's planning on making a return next week, Ryback's definitely joining Team Cena.
I reckon Orton's going to replace Ziggler. I reckon Ziggler's going to be injured, and then Orton's going to be the last-minute draw.
How weird is it that for a moment we almost had a reunion of Dolph Ziggler and Jack Swagger as a tag team as babyfaces?
Thank God that didn't happen.
And for that matter, like, who even remembers that that was a tag team for like a fucking year?
I remember when Dolph Ziggler forgot his wrestling gear and had to wear Jack Swagger's singlet, and it was really fucking awkward.
That happened?
I don't remember.
Yep.
On Raw?
It was a pay-per-view.
Is it a pay-per-view?
No, it was a pay-per-view. Uh-huh. I think he wrestled twice that night. I think he wrestled in a tag match and either a US or IC title match, but he didn't actually wear the straps. He was wearing Swagger's singlet, but like with the straps down.
Oh yeah, I see this. Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah, I'm Googling that right now too.
Jack Swagger gear. Let's see here. Like just wasting time as I look for this.
I'm not seeing
anything right away.
Fuck. I'll dig it out for you.
All right, you do that.
Nothing else better to fucking do.
Like a good dog. All right, hold on, Drew. You were making fucking all these wind noises. Drew, you there? Drew!
Shut up, Mimsy.
Yeah.
All right, welcome back, Drew. What about you? What do you think about if they could have kept Ryback heel? Drew?
You said Waco.
No, I said Drew.
Yeah, because Drew and Waco sound the fucking same.
I don't care.
Up before.
You don't care about Ryback?
No, I don't care if he's face or heel. I would just cheer for him either way.
Oh.
Because he's the big guy, and we cheered for him essentially the entire time he was with Axel.
To be clarified, it's not the big man. It's the big guy.
It is the big guy, exactly. It is the big guy. Right back.
All right. Well, with that, let's bring on our next caller. It is Silent Wind of Doom. What's up, Silent Wind the Doom?
Hey, guys.
What's shaking, dude? How you doing tonight?
Nothing much. It's been a crazy couple of weeks, so I haven't managed to get on. I actually barely got to watch tonight. What I saw was great.
Oh, I hope everything's doing all right for you, man. I'm glad you got to join us. Fine. Good to have you on the show with us. Well, what did you think about what you got to sell? What was your favorite parts?
I just like the way that the themes are fitting together. I think everything, you know, the teams look good. The storylines are building upon each other well, and it looks like it's going to be very interesting. Although, something that I kept asking myself yesterday, but I never got a chance to get on yesterday because I was on with someone else. Not yesterday, last week. And you guys brought up this week is, what the crap is the rest of the card going to be?
Mm-hmm.
They have just squished every single storyline into this. The only storylines I can think of that aren't a part of this are Dean Ambrose and Bray Wyatt. And
Divas.
Nikki, Paige, AJ, and whatever's going on with Natty and her husband. So maybe we'll get an all-Divas show besides the Survivor Series match. How's that sound?
I would shoot myself. I'm guessing we're probably going to get Nikki versus Paige in a Divas title match with Brie at ringside. I'm guessing we'll get some kind of tag team match. Maybe like a tag team turmoil match where we'll just put a bunch of tag teams there. It would be semi-fitting of a Survivor Series event.
Did you just say Paige for the title?
Did I? Oh, is AJ still a champion?
AJ has the title. Okay. That's the way it's been going with this belt, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. okay, well then Nikki Bella versus AJ Lee. And then Paige can, I guess she could just be part of a Divas Survivor Series match if she has to be. Poor girl. She deserves better, but...
As long as she gets a sexy pin in, everything's good.
She could do 5 sexy pins.
There you go.
That would be worth watching it for free, nonetheless.
Okay. Yes.
What do you think about the teams? What do you think about the people we got together on both Team Cena and Team Authority?
Looks good. Kane's also there. As Stephanie was talking at the beginning and saying that the being with the Authority can make or break your career. They can make you a star if you're a member of the Authority. I just kept thinking, poor Kane. How well has it gone for Kane? He's just done nothing.
Well, Kane's a guy who wears a lot of hats now. You know, he's corporate Kane, he's Demon Kane, he's General Kane. I mean, it's a busy man.
General Kane.
I mean, he's been so stressed out, he's been growing hair.
According to JD, his big red retard Kane.
Oh gosh, what do you think they could possibly do to fill out this card?
I really don't know. I keep grasping at straws, looking and seeing, you know, what's happening. I mean, I'm guessing that there's going to be a tag match.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the first things that was thought of when they said old school tag team was that the tag team that we brought in, but none of them have. So it's probably going to be a tag team title match. And I don't know, are we going to get Adam Rose versus the Bunny maybe? I don't freaking know. I have no clue what's going to happen. By the way, Rosebud Hottie of the Week, the Black Cat, and I don't know who this girl is. I'm just going to call her the Scott. There was a redheaded girl with like a plaid pant thingy.
This girl sounds fantastic. I have to go back and look at her.
Very, very tall, long-legged.
Oh, I wonder if it was Becky Lynch or Becky Lunch.
I'm so happy. Adam Rose is finally back. I was going to make this a segment every week, the Hot Rosebud Hottie of the Week, and he wasn't on for 2 months.
Oh, my God. Wago just posted a tweet that New Jack had posted. He posted at Heyman Hustle, give me my motherfucking money. I'm not gonna finish out, but yeah, he's
still, hashtag ECW Expo.
He's still holding that up, you know. Heyman, who knows how many people he still owes money to. Shit, man. What could we get Brock Lesnar involved in this pay-per-view at all? Like, is it too late?
I don't see how, since, you know, the guy who's got the number one contendership in the next, you know, he's tied up. I don't know who you could put in there before that, unless he's just going to come in and, I don't know. I mean, I keep a little notepad document of my notes. And, you know, some things I don't get a chance to say, and they move back. But there's this one note that has been in my notes for it's applicable week after week after week. When is the last time that we had a main event that ended clean?
When was the last time we had a main event that we cared about? It's just as important of a question. Like, is it just me? Like, because I know I'm always busy getting things together to start the show, so I don't always get to pay attention to the main event, but I don't really feel myself missing it. Am I alone, or is it like everyone else is just kind of like blah on the main events of these shows now?
Frey Almar got clocked out.
When was that match between Rey Mysterio and John Cena for the WWE title?
Was that 2010?
Like 4 years ago?
Yeah, that was a long-ass time ago.
Last time I cared was CM Punk versus John Cena before WrestleMania.
In terms of Raw, I actually cared about tonight, because when I heard that they were going to be doing that, I was like, holy crap. You know, everyone's been talking about what would happen with Ryback, how they're going to use him, were they going to give him another streak or something, and all of a sudden, hey, Ryback's going up against Cena. So it's like, we're going to find out, is he going to be screwed again, or is he going to actually become big in something? Is he actually going to beat Cena? I was intrigued.
Big guy.
The big guy. Yeah. But, of course, everything just ended up being an insane insanity. So maybe Brock Lesnar will come up and break up the end of the Survivor Series match. I don't freaking know, because are we even the pay-per-view main event, the Raw and the pay-per-view main event, there hasn't been a clean ending. So I doubt we're going to get one this time.
All right, man. Your high point and your low point for tonight's show.
My high point is, like I was saying, the, you know, I was fast forwarding so fast through this, so I didn't really get to notice like specific points, just the way that the storylines are melding together. And you know what? I'll give it to friggin' the ending, because the ending was cool, because Luke Harper, you know, did things. And my bad, Brie Bella's wrestling. People complain a lot, but I never actually, you know, it was okay. Today was the first night that I actually found it distracting and painful to watch.
Oh, all right. So, what to do? You're always a good friend of the show. We always like having you on. I'm guessing you want to stand in the line, right? You don't want me to hang up?
Oh, no. I'm actually hearing the show fine tonight. That was just the other night when it wasn't working right. So, I'll go and, I don't know, maybe I'll show up in a couple of days at the live show. I don't know when that's happening or what's going on.
Oh, the Smack Talk live show? Yeah, that's this Friday, I believe. Right, Tony?
Sweet.
Friday, 8 p.m.
You know what he's saying?
Okay. There you go.
All right, Simon, have a good night, man. Lots of good callers tonight on the show. We still got a little bit of time. If you want to call in, get your opinion heard, dial in area code 760-512-7247. Get your opinions on the Raw post show on megapowersradio.com. And we're going to continue the conversation here with the hosts. Sean, you've been quiet tonight. How are you feeling, dude?
Extremely tired, but I'm powering through it.
Oh, it's always good to hear. We're happy you're here with us. Drew, how you doing? You had McDonald's yet?
I died. Never went to McDonald's.
Oh, where were you riding your bike to then?
Or Mackey D's. I was on a bike. It's just got really fucking windy, so I went inside.
Oh.
What was you doing a podcast outside?
What do you mean I do a podcast outside every time? It's the professional I am. It's how the people do it in college nowadays. Come on, don't you know that?
Where are the crickets? Oh. Isn't there, like, supposed to be frogs and shit?
Didn't you put your toilet roll around your mic to, like, get rid of some of the wind?
Silent wind?
That still has no context to anyone that wasn't there.
What?
Yeah, what?
That toilet roll joke still has no context to anyone that wasn't there.
Toilet roll?
It's still not me, apparently.
Yeah. I don't know anything about a toilet roll joke. What?
The empty toilet roll? The empty toilet roll from last Smack Talk.
The toilet roll?
Yeah, I don't remember that. That was a while ago.
Tony, it was 5 days ago.
5 days is a while for me.
I wasn't on that Smack Talk, so I'm definitely not in the know on that.
Is this some joke that Wago made to himself?
He's walking in the bathroom. He's like, toilet roll.
It's on the fucking recording.
All right. Well, I guess look on the archives of Smack Talk on Spark Out Moment to find the toilet roll joke. It's right. It's right after the foot pun.
It's kind of shitty.
I still gotta figure out what the fuck that foot pun is.
What the fuck?
Goodness. I don't know, guys. I think we're running out of things to talk about from the show, so let's take it over to the good. Oh, you got something, Tony?
We
got
to give credit to Lawler's awesome joke tonight when he's talking about how he can get Ryback to join. You know, he better put a lot on the table right now.
I get it. It's a lot better than a Siamese twins joke.
What was that joke? Because I missed that.
I think it was something along the lines of, I had a Siamese twin friend. I had a friend who was a Siamese twin that moved to England because they wanted to drive on the road or something like that. I don't know. It was fucking dumb.
All right.
But, yeah, it was no sold at the commentary table, too.
Nice.
The common tree table?
Yeah, it's next to the battery. Oh, that's a good job on Stone, man.
It's good, bad, and ugly time, folks. Yes, it's the good, the bad, and the ugly, where we talk about what our favorite part of the show was, our least favorite part of the show was, and what we thought the most god-awful, embarrassing, crappy part of the show was. And let's start this off with our guest of honor tonight, Mr. Sean Walker. What was your good, bad, and ugly from tonight's show?
The good was when the fans started chanting, "Where's our network?" The bad... I would say the AJ and Brie match. And the ugly Rusev and Sheamus match.
Really?
That went on way too long. Way too long.
It was pretty long.
I watched two pornos in that time.
Jesus Christ, man. How many times do you wank? Or do you just watch them for like random enjoyment? Like, is that just like, I'm just going to put out a porno?
The first time was... You know, random enjoyment second time.
Fuck
you know.
Me, your cock must look like a meat stick at this point. All dried out and shit.
He watches him for the story and the acting.
But dude, I always go for the story.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I don't know if I really believe that she's a teacher.
What's her motivation?
I hope it's American porno, because British porno fucking sucks.
Oh, British porn does it. It's awful.
It's because all the British women are ugly and have fucked up teeth.
Yeah, there's actually some merit to that.
Drew, what's your good, bad, and ugly?
My good is Ryback, and I don't know why, but it's going to be him.
Okay.
My bad, I don't really have a bad. I can't think of anything that's really that bad off the top of my head. And the same goes for the ugly. I really can't think of any. So you'd have to come back to me, because I can't think of any right now.
All right, I'll be sure to not do that. Wago, you're good, bad, and ugly.
My good is the opening segment / the delivery with Ryback. I think it's fantastic that they're getting behind the guy, and he came out looking stronger than anyone on tonight's show, and that's fantastic because he got shit on all the way through his feud with John Cena, the WrestleMania finish with Mark Henry. There's a bunch of shit I could go through, but it's good to see them doing the right thing. As far as bad goes, I'm giving it to Adam Rose and the Bunny. Because they're poorly doing... Like, as far as I'm concerned, Adam Rose is the fucking face in that. And as ugly goes, I'm giving it to Eric Rowan. Outside of his face and his jumpsuit, if I had to explain that to anyone, I'd be kind of lost. So yeah, this guy used to be in a cult. Now he's not in a cult. Now he's a stalker in a mask.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Have fun with that.
Tony, you're good, bad, and ugly.
My good is going to go to Stephanie McMahon, particularly her line, "There are no such things as politics in WWE."
Oh my God.
A great, great line. I fucking laughed out loud on that one.
That woman deserves an Oscar for saying that one with a straight face. Mad props.
I love it when they're fucking blatant about that type of thing.
You know what we didn't ask JD about was during that segment, it was really Stephanie yelling at Lana and calling her like a snooty little bitch or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder who he would have cheered for in that one, because that's like the two people that he really hates the most, Lana and the Authority. So I don't know. The bad. You know, I was going to be kind of a dick and just give this to Lillian Garcia the way that she says Sheamus, but I'm going to say there really isn't that much of a bad in this. I actually like this episode of Raw. It's a good episode compared to a lot of the ones that we've been having recently. So no bad this week. They're getting a pass. The ugly, though, Jack Swagger's chances at being anything more than a sacrificial lamb at Survivor Series. Mm. If that dude is even on the pay-per-view, God damn, is he going to get his ass whooped?
I'm pretty sure it's confirmed that he's not going to be. That's the feeling I got. Because remember, they were like, oh, we got these four. Now we just need to find one more. Like, they're completely not counting on Jack Swagger.
Well, I'm assuming that Ryback's taking his place. But, man, if Jack Swagger does show up, he's either getting eliminated immediately on in that match, or he's popping up to beat Adam Rose or something stupid. Either way, his career is not looking that great.
Hmm. Silent Wind of Doom offering his thoughts. He says, good is Luke Harper's intriguing rise to possible future prominence. Bad, Brie Bella's wrestling, and ugly. I'm a subscriber to the network, and every time I visit, I'm inundated with ads telling me to subscribe. Really glad you included all these big words, because it forced me to have to try to pronounce them live on air. So I appreciate inundated. This. What's that?
Inundated.
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 That's how we say it in New York. Deal with it.
I can English.
Yeah, if you can add an extra couple R's at the end of things.
All right, my good, bad, and ugly. My good, I am also going to be giving to the opening segment. I really thought that was very well done. It seems becoming a regular thing. In fact, it's become a joke almost to have the 15-minute authority segment at the beginning of every show. I mean, I saw one of those meme about WWE 2K15, like every play session begins with a freaking authority segment. Thought that was really funny. But this one was really well. You know, Cena was on his best game. Triple H has been awesome as he has been as of late. And finally, it was Ryback. Like, it seems like they're not just going to do this squash match thing with him. They only did that for a few weeks, and boom, all of a sudden he's in the ring with John Cena and Triple H. That's a big rush back up to the top of the card. So good for him. Hopefully things are good for Ryback. My bad, I would have to give to... I'm going to say the freaking Los Matadores and Miz Dow and Miz Woggle thing. Like, I liked it at first, and the whole three-man act was fine, but Los Matadores need to go. Enough with them in the bull. It ran its course. It's done. It can go. And my ugly... I don't know if I really have an ugly for this show. Yeah, it was that little drop there. I don't know. I guess I don't have an ugly for this, so I'm going to have to give it a pass. Like Tony did, I give it a pass for the ugly. So with that, folks, let's I don't know what you're talking about, Peyton, you super cat. Yeah, I can't fucking do that one, man.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
That's not even what he said. Alidocian idiot. Is that even a word? Can you change the ending of it like that?
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, idiot. That's weird.
I guess if you could be a docious, you could be docian.
Yeah.
I'm really being lazy and not saying that whole word. Deal with it.
I'll get Jen to see if that's correct.
let's wrap things up here. Let's start promoting the things that we like to promote. Friggin' Sean. You there with us, man? I got you on mute there because we were getting a little bit of echo, but I think I got you back on. Sean, what do you got to tell the world about? I know you got your gaming channel.
Yes, I do, which is youtube.com/SeanTheC1989. I'm currently in the middle of fighting copyright claims, so I won't be posting for a while. Yep. But
that's what you get for being friends with Tony.
Yeah, check out the live Smack Talk on Friday at 8 p.m. where I will be there. Hopefully you guys will be there. And yeah, I'm going to be doing lots of trades and lots of fucking things for my fantasy team.
Lots of trades back.
Gosh. Mm-hmm. All right. Drew, anything you got to plug out there? You want to plug Tony's Tykes so you can rep your team?
I'm good, actually. I don't have anything of use, so yeah, I'm good.
All right, Wago.
UDMMA.com, Facebook.com/UDMMA, and Twitter.com/UDMMA for all your MMA needs. It's UDMMA.com. Check that out. Also, check out Addicted to Anime here on Mega Powers Radio. For more information and updates on that, go to Facebook.com/AddictedAnimeFans. And also remember to check out Smack Talk Live here on Mega Powers Radio this Friday, 8 p.m., because yours truly will be there.
All right, and Mr. Tony Mango.
Well, as many others have said, Friday night, megapowersradio.com, here on Blog Talk Radio, we will be doing that live edition of Smack Talk. We'll answer any of the mailbag questions that you guys had sent in. We'll be taking your calls. If you did not get a chance to send in those mailbag questions, you want to pick our brains about anything else, we're going to keep things very, very relaxed, have just a random discussion about whatever the fuck. No special feature for like a main topic, like a belt or berry or anything like that. So it's all up to you guys what we talk about. Whatever bullshit comes up, we'll be spitting out some smack talk about that. Go to smarkoutmoment.com for all the other wrestling-related stuff in article form. Check out Bleacher Report if I write anything for that website this week. And blah, 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 blah. Fanboysanonymous.com. Subscribe to that on youtube.com/fanboysanonymous. And follow everything else under A Mango Tree and Tony Mango by searching all the links all over the place because I plaster my name everywhere.
All right. Folks, we hope you enjoyed the show tonight. And if you did, please join us every single Monday night live here, megapowersradio.com or blogtalkradio.com/megapowersradio. If you can't make it, though, we have it available in all types of archive forms on smarkoutmoment.com is the easiest place to go, where you'll also find links to our iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and YouTube feeds. Folks, please join us every single week for the most interactive post-Raw experience available, where we invite you to join us via the chat room and the phone lines, and also tweet to us all throughout the week or join us on our Facebook group. We are called the Mega Maniacs, and you can access it via facebook.com/groups/themegamaniacs. That's facebook.com/groups/themegamaniacs. With that, folks, we'll see y'all next week here on the Raw Post Show on Mega Powers Radio. For Tony Mango, for Stephen Huego, for Drew White, and for Sean Walker, I'm Mike Payton. We'll see y'all next week.